We have a few children over in this area. You guys like stories? All right, I'm going to come back here. Evan, you like stories? I'll come back here in a little bit. I'm going to share a little story with you, okay? Well, you got to get there first today. First of all, to all of you mothers, a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. I pray it be a joyous day for you. We are certainly grateful for the gift of life, for the gift of life that you have provided to all of us. So we certainly are grateful for you, for all mothers, those living, those who have gone home to the Lord. At the end of our petitions today, we will offer a blessing for our mothers. I want to begin this homily today with a question. We have to get to these children here, but here's my question. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is he? Come back to titles again. Think of the titles we have of Jesus. Messiah, Savior, Chosen One, Christ, Jesus, Teacher, Alpha, Omega, Son of God, Son of Man, looking at last week's gospel, the Good Shepherd, and the Gate. Okay? Who's right? Who's right? How do we get to this? You know, I read a story once about four men who were born blind. And they were standing before an elephant. And they tried to figure out what the elephant was. Now, remember, they're blind. So one man goes up and touches the trunk of the elephant, and he says, "What is before me is a wall." Okay? Another goes up, touches the big tusk, and says, "To me, it's a sword." Another goes up and touches the big ear, everyone that fans back and forth, and he said this, "Feels to me like a fan." And another went up and felt the tail, and he says, "To me, it feels like a rope." Who's right? You know, everyone, you realize this. None of them said it was an elephant. But you know something? In that dilemma and in that conversation, to the fore, an attribute of an elephant. Okay? Yes? Feels like a big wall. They're big. Sword, trunk, probably has a sharp point. Tail probably feels like rope. We know the ears, everyone. You've seen them fan back and forth. They're huge. They could feel like a fan. They could feel like a fan. So in their own way, everyone, while they didn't explain and say it's an elephant, they were all right. Now think about this. What if I went around the church today and I asked every one of you, who is Jesus? Do you know the answers I would get? And so I'd ask you, okay, which one of you is right? And you'd probably say, "I am, Father. I'm the right one." But in our own way, we are all right. And it's in this dialogue that we come to a greater understanding, everyone, what an elephant is, but also in who Jesus is. Lo and behold, today, we come across more titles. The gospel, it's the way, the truth, and the life. And in the second reading of today, it's the stone or the rock. Okay? So with that in mind, everyone, I can't touch on all of them. So I thought I'd share a story with the children today. And in many ways, when I share a story with children, we as adults can learn too. Okay? You guys ready for your story? Children, when I was growing up, I grew up on a farm. I spent a lot of hours behind the wheel of a tractor. Okay? A lot of hours. Okay? Believe it or not, now today you hardly need the wheel. It's all done by simply GPS, and you can let the steering wheel go, and it drives by itself. It's an amazing piece of technology. Okay, but I spent a lot of hours. And you know something? When I grew up on the farm, we had a little rule that when you were driving through a field, if you came across a rock, not a stone, but a rock, something a little bit bigger, you stopped and you picked up the rock. Okay? Now, imagine if you were me, you're driving through the field, you know, but every round you have to stop three times to one end of the field, three times on the way back. Three times, three times, three times, three times. Well, after a while, guess what would happen? You get kind of tired of it, right? You get kind of tired of it. All right? So I came up with my own rule. And you know what it was? Here it was. If I was cultivating, plowing, or if I was digging, if I could drive over the rock and cover it, on the next way back, I wouldn't stop and pick it up. Out of sight, out of mind. Okay? You know what, though? It's foolish. You know why? Because with a buried rock, You know, if it's rock buried and the planter goes over it, because the rock's underneath there, the seed will never grow. Can't grow into a rock. As we all know as adults, out of sight, you know, that which we can't see probably does more harm than that which we can see. A lot of equipment is busted because of things that we cannot see. Okay? Well, one day I came across a rock and I tried my unwritten rule, and when I came back, the rock, I could still see it. So I got out to pick it up. I reached down with one hand to pick it up, and when I came up, I had what I have in my hand right now, air. Okay? So I reached down now with two hands and tried to pick it up. Guess what I got? See what's in my hand? Air. Okay? So guess what I did next? I kicked it. I wound up and I gave it a good kick. Now, do you think that's probably smart with a rock? Probably not. But I kicked it. Guess what? Never moved. So I could have marked it with a flag, and we've got bobcats, we got loaders, we got everything, and I could have brought those out, you know, and we could have dug it out with a loader or a bobcat, but I said, no, not this time. So I got down on my knees, not to pray, but to dig. And I dug and I dug and I dug, and you know, the rock is on top, it's about this big. But when you start digging, it's amazing how much bigger it can get. You start digging, all of a sudden you realize it's getting, as you get deeper, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay? Well, this one was pretty big, but I finally got around the outside of it. I finally got it so that I could get my arms underneath it and I could lift it up. Now, kids, it's not only the matter of being able to lift it, but a rock box on a tractor probably sits about that high. So not only do you have to lift it, you have to actually be able to get it into the rock box. So it was a pretty good piece of, it was hard. But I got it there and used all that I had. I heaved it and I got it into the rock box and off I went. Now, to this day, when I hear that second reading of today, I often think of that very story. And you know what it reminds me of is this. The one thing about a rock is this. It's permanent. It will always be there. That's why Jesus says, I am the stone or the rock. You know why? He made a promise. He said, I will be with you always until the end of the age. Always. Permanent. Always. Permanent. Okay? To this day, I still marvel when I drive through fields that I'm very well aware of, and I see a rock out there and farmers have driven around it for years. I don't know if they think it's going to magically disappear, but I'll tell you what. It never will. It's permanent. And so is Jesus. I'm with you always till the end of the age. Okay? Now, if you're ever interested in going out to my brother's farm now, and he has a few farms, so he puts you to work for a while. If you ever want to go out and spend a day picking rocks, you see me after Mass. Okay? We'll go out. And you know what's fascinating about rocks, everyone? I shared about a little bit about size. I'm going to come back to that. But shapes. You know, some are pretty round. Some a little bit more square. Some are pointed. You know, some are really, really long. You know, one thing I will share with you, children, where I grew up, from time to time, in some of the areas around us, you'd find an arrowhead. And it reminded us that Native Americans, Indians, lived there at one time. We even found one rock. Guess what it had right embedded in it? There was a fossil in it. It was fascinating. So all these different shapes. But you know what was even more fascinating was the size. You know, some of them were about that big. The one I probably picked up was probably about that big. We had one that marked a line fence, so kids, that was this big, that high, and it was that big around. That one we had to mark with a flag. We had to get the loader out. Okay? Loader couldn't even pick it up. We actually had to drag it where it was. Shapes and sizes. And you know something that's beautiful about the rock analogy is this? I've been a priest almost 22 years. And you know what I can share with all of you today is this. I have learned so much about faith from people of all different shapes and sizes. From the youngest to the oldest. From people who are just born to people who are ready to go home to the Lord today. All shapes and sizes, and everyone in between. Okay? I'll sum it up here, a little story for you today, a very short little story for everyone today. Okay? Now remember, if you want to go pick rocks, see me after Mass. We're not going for an hour. We're going to go for a day. All right? See me. All right? My brother would love to have you. Okay? But speaking about shapes and sizes, here's just a little story. Remember the gospel of today? Jesus told us the way, the truth, the life. And I am going, there are many mansions in my Father's house. So here's a little story. Taxi driver and a pastor both died and went to heaven. St. Peter presented the taxi driver with a beautiful mansion with many acres of land surrounding it. Pastor, seeing the grand reward given a humble taxi driver, had these huge expectations for his own accommodations. St. Peter told him, "Pastor, you'll be staying in one of our tents down in the overflow campground." Pastor was utterly confused. "Shouldn't I be the one who gets the mansion? I went to church every day and I preached God's word." St. Peter explained, "We are about results. We reward people for their results. During your sermons, people fell asleep. But when the taxi driver drove, everyone seemed to be praying." Okay? All right? All right, everyone? So our work, shape sizes, children to elderly, everyone in between, wealthy, poor, taxi driver, priest, it's about results. All right? It's about Jesus permanently. Permanently. Okay? And think about that today. Jesus tells us in the gospel, "For those who are faithful, he has gone to prepare a place for us." It's beautiful. Okay? So be that rock, everyone, as we celebrate once again our sacred mysteries, and we're thankful to our mothers for the great gift of life.